Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then you see the next fellow, Jephthah. And boy, what an interesting story, Jephthah. Judges 11 and 12. He was used of God to defeat the Ammonites. So we see the Midianites defeated, the Canaanites defeated. And now here he worked with the Ammonites, that great Jephthah. And you remember the story there. Matter of fact, if you would just turn back with me, I want to refresh your memory, to Judges chapter number 11. Judges chapter number 11. Remember, he's asked to lead the army. And there's a huge, huge enemy force out there, and he's outnumbered. But look in, let's begin in verse number 30. Verse number 30. This is kind of refresh your memory about Jephthah. Okay? He's going to lead the army over the children of Ammon. He's going to defeat the Ammonites. Verse number 30. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, in other words, I want to feed them, when I come back, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. We know the rest of the story. He defeated the Ammonites, and he come back. And who comes out to greet him out the door? His daughter. So we see that, matter of fact, I could read his whole story, but it won't. Time won't allow it. But anyway, the bottom line is he did not burn his daughter. He did not sacrifice his daughter, burn her in the fire. What he did, and we're going to see, he dedicated his daughter to the Lord. He did not sacrifice her, which that's forbidden in the Jewish law anyway. You're not going to be sacrificing. But what she had to remain a virgin and childless for the remainder of her life. As a matter of fact, we read in verse number 40 that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. In other words, you know, there's so much here and I got to move on. What more can I say? You know, like Paul said, there's so much to say here. But the bottom line, every woman wanted to have a child. She was not allowed to have children. And so the women, the maidens just praised her. And that's what this is speaking about. He did not sacrifice it in the fire flame. He dedicated to remain unmarried and remain without children of her life. So we see, turn back with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Jephthah. Then we come to David. The first four were prophets that we just mentioned. When we come to David, he was king, a remarkable man of faith, a man after God's own heart. Everybody knows the stories of David for a little kid and being anointed by Samuel and killing of Goliath and the lions he had slain and the bear and all these other things, then growing up in the kingdom and all the things that he had done. But he really messed up with a lady named Bathsheba. Again, I'm bringing this out to let you know that even though these guys were in here, God used them. Boy, did he mess up with Bathsheba. Matter of fact, his family was a mess. His son, someone wanted to kill him, you know, his kids. And in his old age, remember he was going to number the children of Israel. And God told him, don't you number them. And he went ahead and numbered them. Remember that at the end of his life. So those are just three examples where David really messed up. But yet he was a man after God's own heart. And he is in the honor roll hall of faith, we would call it here. So we could say much about David, but then we come to this next guy named Samuel. By the way, Samuel's name means his name is Almighty. Samuel is also known as the King Maker. He anointed Saul, the first king of Israel, and he anointed David, the second king of Israel. Samuel was Israel's first prophet. Just a note of information. He was their first prophet. We see that in the book of Acts. I should have wrote this. It talks about from Samuel being the first and the rest of the prophets. So Samuel would be the first in the line of many prophets, God's prophets. So we see that, and we know the story about Hannah. She prayed for a child, and we see that in 1 Samuel chapter 1. I read that again this week, that story, where Hannah was praying, and the priest thought she was drunk because she was speaking. speaking from her heart to God. And the Bible does not say, but she probably had her eyes closed, maybe she was looking up and running her mouth. I don't know, praying with her. But the priest said, "You're drunk." She said, "No, I'm not drunk. I'm praying to God." And she was praying for Samuel, and God blessed Hannah. Wonderful son. She dedicated Samuel to the Lord. So we see that the story of Samuel here, where Samuel turned Israel away from idols. When Samuel became a prophet, by then Israel was worshiping idols, and Samuel was the one who had turned them back to the true and living God. Then we get these next few verses, which are the whosoever's of faith. Who through faith, verse number 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms. It's talking about different men. Of course, you can include David and others in there, you know, and Joshua and all those great battles and all. A lot of people were included in this and others. Who wrought righteousness. These would be priests and probably prophets who, when Israel had been backsliding, they brought them back to God. Probably what that was referring to. They attained promises, and we can see some examples there. Stop the mouth of lions. Who would that have been? Well, we could refer to Daniel, but Samson, he's pretty good about stopping the mouths of lions. You know, David, things of that nature again. But there's just different illustrations of people who did great things for God because they believed God. Look at verse number 34. Quench the violence of fire. Now, who would that have been? Who? Or that's a good one, Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego, okay? Which that was their true names. We would know them as the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach. They would quench the fire and flames. And others that examples may be in Scripture that are out of that they know. By the way, let me say, these things that are written in Scripture, and I'm not going to go out of bounds, but God did a lot of great things that aren't in the book. Remember the last verse or so in the book of John, where John said this, if we wrote all the great things that Jesus had done, all the libraries of the world could not contain the books that would be written about Jesus. Same thing could be said about all God's men. So many things could be said. And what Paul is doing is just condensing it into a cliff notes would be a good thing, just so you'd understand kind of what was going on here. Verse number 34, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong, waxed violent in fight. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. My mind goes back to David's mighty men. Remember those guys, David's mighty men? I'm trying to remember their names. Archie, you were good on those others. You remember their mighty? There's three of them that was mentioned. Shema was one. And he stood when others ran and other things. Anyway, I think a lot of it had to do with this, okay? They were valiant in fight. They wouldn't quit. Even overwhelming odds, even though they're not mentioned by names, the things that they had done, we see in these verses. Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. The aliens would be the foreigners, you know, those non-Jews. Now, verse number 35. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Now, who do you think this is talking about? There's two women specifically. There might, by the way, there may have been others that we don't, Elijah and Elisha, we don't know. But we know of two that were, their sons were raised from the dead. Remember who they were? Who? Yes, and who was the one that raised her son? Elisha. It was Elisha, remember? And then there was another one that was before her. The widow of Zarephath. Remember that one? And Elijah came, he'd been feeding by the brook and that great famine with this time during Ahab and all. Every time I say Ahab, who was that that sung? Ahab the Arab. Who sung that song? Ray Steve, yeah. Ahab the Arab, you know, all that took place during Elijah's days. Well, because of the drought and all, God sent him by a brook and the ravens fed him meat and bread. Then when that all dried up, he sent him to the widow of Zarephath. Remember, she has their fire, and Elijah said, "You fix me first," and there's a whole story there, but I won't get into it unless you know the meaning behind all that. The thought is God would take care of you. Well, that cruise, he'll get you that cruise, and she got so many, and it never ran out.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.